Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to our dear friend, Mr. Clem Chambers, the founder of ADVFN. Clem, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
How the devil are you, sir?
I'm good. I've just been on holiday treasure hunting in ancient Wales with my submarine.
Where have you been with your ancient hunting in submarines?
I've got this little droid submarine for undersea discovery, but I use it by putting it down wells. I was in Normandy on holiday last week, putting them down wells in Normandy and in the middle of France, down a particularly fantastic castle called Durtal.
Wow, that sounds absolutely fascinating.
It is, and we found some amazing stuff. Amazing stuff, so scary I can't even tell you what it is until we release the video on YouTube.
I'd love to see that. We need to show that video on Tip TV. Right, let's talk the markets, OK? Greece, we've talked about that before. Let's kick off with China, OK? Now, I'm a simple guy, right? In the UK, we have orderly markets, by and large. We don't have permanent fast markets. This Shanghai situation is, well, to me as a middle-aged person, quite extraordinary, isn't it, in terms of the returns over the last 24 months, and then this healthy correction, if that's the right word, pushing us into bear territory, and then the gyrations are just extraordinary. What's going on?
Well, the market's crashing. It's not correcting, it's crashing. It has crashed. It is crashed. The question is, how big is that crash? I mean, the rally, which is a doubling of the market, and it's more if you go back a few months before a year. In fact, I can't remember what the percentage is, but it's a vertical bubble, just a straight vertical bubble crash. And that bubble was because the Chinese have done QE, and that QE has gone straight into their market, into the stock market. Well, now it's crashing, and it's got a long way to go. Now, they came in yesterday, or today, their time, the government to support their market by putting, you know, N billions in. And they've got all the brokers and funds to put N billions in, as if it ever works in a crash. And now the Shanghai A has gone up 2.5% today, but the B has gone down 5%. It's like the FTSE 100 going up 2% and the FTSE 250 falling 6%. That shows you, or says to me, that they're not going to be able to support this market. If you look at the chart, and you could go to ADVFN and see it in glorious technicolor, you'll see that that's not a chart you can support. You can't support that market because it's unnaturally vertical to begin with. Yep. Everybody knows why it went like that because of their QE, and now it's coming down vertically, so it's likely to come back to where it started from, which is just a gigantic fall, 50% drop, roughly speaking. But you can't support it here. It's gone. They're trying to support it after the first third, you know. And they're never going to be able to support it there, in my book. So I've closed a couple of large positions of mine long in London, because Greece will be a sideshow if China crashes. I mean, a real, you know, 87 will do, 29 or 2008 style crash. You know, China's always been a powder keg in my book, and this is the kind of spot that will blow the whole thing up and will make Greece not even seem like a blip if China goes. Well, I mean, if the Chinese market crashes, it's way, way important. I mean, Greece is 200 billion at stake, roughly. This is a lot of money, you know, even for me. But China, that's trillions. That's trillions. That's, you know, part of the American Pacific, you know, axis. Boom. That's not going to go away. Greece is irrelevant in comparison with China melting down.
Right, that's interesting, because the GDP of Greece on the world output is something like 0.2%. So you're saying, while all eyes are on Greece, all eyes should be on China.
All eyes should be on China. It's like saying, hey, oil went down because of Greece. Really? Really? What, olive oil? I mean, China is the consumer of oil, and China is in a bad way. When the government intervenes in markets, you know there's big trouble there. And when they're trying to support the market at the wrong place, that's really bad. Why are they even worrying about supporting the market? I mean, if that's their strategy, they're in deep trouble. You can't corner markets. I mean, markets are the hardest things of all to corner. And if you create a bubble, you know what happens next. You can't support a bubble in thin air. It just can't be done. It's never been done that I'm aware of. In the end, ultimately, that market gets smacked down to proper value. And that's way below where it is now. So, you know, have a look at the charts and be worried. So that's what I'm looking at. You know, Greece, it's actually 2%, I think, of GDP in Europe.
Yeah,
you know, but it's you know, small billions, well, not small billions, medium-sized billions. In this day and age, you have to be looking at trillions for the sort of problems that should make you think about, you know, looking at your portfolio. And China is trillions, and it's coming down like a dead balloon. And, you know, if it keeps coming down, there's going to be gigantic dislocation from there.
Understood. OK, let's just wrap up with US interest rates. Now, I read an interesting article over the weekend saying that a small rise would, in theory, be good. It would not be the end of the bull market on US stock markets. And basically, the bull run historically has continued for 30 months. That's 30 months after a hike up in rates. Are you equally as concerned about the US hike in rates as you are in China? Or was that not really on your agenda at the moment?
Well, I mean, China will be a global event. And if it really does carry on going, you see, the trouble with it, it's just not a market thing. It's a political thing. As soon as politics gets into the markets, you're in for big trouble. Okay. And China's market is all about politics. It's a political bubble. If they can't support the market, everyone's going to look at them and go, you lost me money, government. What are you doing? You know, we're going to lose faith in you. Because they will just, you know, they all keep their heads down in China and even Hong Kong. They don't want to rub the government up the wrong way. But if the government looks stupid and weak in the same way as Putin looked stupid and weak when the Maidan kicked off in the Ukraine, political trouble follows, big trouble follows. So, you know, China getting into big trouble will overwhelm anything like a little rise in US interest rates. But look at the market, look at the chart. The chart is looking worryful. You know, it's not looking happy right now. It's not looking happy in America. It's not looking happy in Britain. I'm short FTSE, reasonably, because, you know, the technicals look really bad. I've been singing that song for way too long to have any credibility. But I think that, you know, at some point, this market is very, very rich. If tiny little Greece can allegedly roil it, China crash can do a lot more than that. You can see a very nasty correction in America and in the UK and everywhere for that matter, because China absolutely counts. It's the second largest economy in the world now, if it's not the third. And, you know, it going crash, crash, crash is almost as, well, bigger news in Europe going crash, crash, crash as a whole, not as a tiny little part of it. So, you know, these next few days could be incredibly critical, because if China goes into free fall and it's got a long way to fall, then, you know, you can forget Grexits and Brexits and all that stuff, Frexit, because a China crash would dwarf that.
Understood. Okay, well, on that joyous note, Clem Chambers, the founder of ADVFN, thank you as always taking time out for the Tip TV crowd. We'll talk to you same time next week. Thanks very much, Clem.
Bye bye.
OK, let's take a very quick break and then we'll be straight back. Thank you.